Yeah, I'm so good at it.
Meh.
Wouldn't have to bet the yacht. Wait, you have to get there and you have to really get the fish in the same shape for the windpipe for the rudder. You should not get near there with your shirt sleeve, yo. It's plasma, isn't it, that? Jordan fumbled the bet when it got into the middle of the Your fumbly faces as well. Spill it 10 mile an hour. Fumbly faces. It's right, guys.
Is
it plastic?
Round the corner.
Susan passed the test, she said you gotta put your foot in the fumbly faces as well.
I know socks on.
Shout out, hit back, man.
Quite hardly ever wear them.
John, you're 18 months younger than your father.
It looks great on me, but
it's about 42, I think.
Maxi plus, that's the one.
Thank you. Quick coat, Dan. Come here.
Oh, my knees.
Just having your most gloves on.
He just went like that on my knees, man.
No, don't stop me. Come here.
One step and you're on the bed.
Sorry.
That's quite alright, I don't mind.
exactly. I just get me a tin of air like a normal cord. A cheese. That's all I want. mummy. Mummy. Say mummy. Shout her. Shout mummy, Anne-Marie. Mummy. How's that in your mouth? Jonathan. And he put his trousers down, he put his hands that far down in his pockets, his trousers were all hanging around his ankles.
Baggy trousers
in the back. Oh boy. I'm gonna go see he's going
in. No, Stephen didn't do that. Jonathan did.
Yeah, Jonathan does that.
Hey!
What?
When are you meeting your mate then?
3 o'clock.
Got time to help her with the shopping and bloody come and get your mail. I take one of them bags for her. Oh, I'm watching anywhere.
Come here, Ricky.
Outhouse. We had a look at that one, that flat. Seen Kelly, how's she come back to Wisby?
In London.
Living in London, she's gone out with someone, living with someone, and she's 5 months pregnant.
Oh, she'll be happy. Thought she ever wanted it as a baby, weren't it?
Staying over there now, she's pregnant.
Weren't it? Thought she ever wanted as a baby.
Yeah. 5, nearly 6 months.
He's not ill, bloody, what they call it, is it?
Billy? No. She left before she was pregnant.
Oh, Stephen. Yeah. Oh, what's he doing?
You went round here, right? The car blew up on the door carriageway on the engine stage, that's right. A big bang. I was driving it, there's a great big bang, the bonnet lit up.
Why are you waiting?
The bonnet lit up.
Oh, my.
Right.
What's the point? Why
are
you
saying? Staying on the dual carriageway, we all went round Stephen's to see if he'd help us tow it round mine. Police has already been on the back once. Oh no, he said, when he just walked in from work. I'm having a tea and then I'm going to bed. He said, there's no way I'm towing no motors at this time, Nate. He said, you'd have to F off. Well, we'd have done it for him.
So you should have said to him, weren't you, need
Bernie
to know?
Bernie's been out at 10 o'clock at night before with him. That really got on my
nerves. Yes, if he comes round, just say, no, I'm not doing nothing for you. What about when you were borrowed our battery, when yours wouldn't go?
That's what I mean.
Just say no, and it, when it comes again, say no.
No, when I come out of Stephen's, the police were at the car. No, it's my good. that's my car. He says, oh yeah. I said, yeah. He said, what's your name? I live in Liverpool as well, like, you can't call this week. So we checked on his radio. He goes, all right then. He phoned back to the police station on his own radio and he said, it's not stolen, the owner's now here. He said, can you please get it moved? I said, well, I'm trying to. I said, this bloke what stands is my own brother. I said, and he won't even tow it for me. So he said, oh, why not? Stephen said, because I only just got home from work. He said, I'm having my tea. He said, there's no way I'm going to do nothing like that at this time of night when I've been 14 hours at work. And then he stormed off back home again. So he said, we have to move it because it's obstructing the dual carriageway. He said, someone might come round that corner fast and hit it. He said, it's not an offence. He said, if you've broke down, you can't help it. He said, but you've got to really move it. So I went and pulled. There was about seven or eight blokes that pushed it all the way around the burnies.
So you don't forget, Helen.
I don't forget things like that.
He comes down and asks Bernie to help him do his car, got to go to work. Or can he borrow this? Just say, no, I'm sorry. You couldn't help us, and I'm your sister, so now I can't help you.
I know. Stephen's been like that. I think he's been with her. He has. Yeah.
Oh, he's changed.
He used to help us for anything before we got there. He'd always help me. He always looked upon me. He's not his little sister, not his big sister, didn't he? But now he's with her, he don't want to know.
Well, you can just be the same with him. Martin, you're not that bothered, are you?
Well, no. But I like to think that Stephen's still my brother.
Yeah, well, I like to think he's still my son, but you don't treat me like his mother.
Not that way with her.
He wouldn't have come on his Saturday before his birthday. He wouldn't have come and see me unless he thought he was getting something out of me.
I asked him to. That's
yeah, exactly. He didn't come because he wanted to, did he? He couldn't wait to get away, so he got his bloody present, he was gone.
I know. You should.
That's why he's not getting nothing for Christmas. Get a card and that's it. Can't even come and say hello, he's buggering. It's bothering me. Used to, and I'd be broken hearted a few months ago, and I've cried over him not coming to see me, but not anymore.
I'm not
I have. Yeah, well, it's my children, it's different.
Really?
What do you think you feel like if these didn't want to know you when you grew up? You've
got daddy ding ding in there, in the pub, pointing to the pub.
Daddy going there, drink, drink, does he? Is Ricky going there?
No.
You've been in there, haven't you?
Come across here, point to that lab book. Have to move in there.
He'll be at home with his mother now, watching him on the telly.
Yeah, well, no.
No.
We got that form, didn't we?
Yeah. that. It said go in next week and sign them.
Yeah, but George, I can't go in for Sarnham until he's money. I can't go in the same time as him. We've both got Sarnham together. And he's not going in yet.
Oh,
well.
It's a bit all forced through there, yeah?
If it does, oh, I don't think I'm going to be very bloody pleased. Jonathan, do you know backslang? You know what Jodie and David were speaking? We were all speaking that at work.
Jonathan! You should teach him across the road properly.